You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. The world's economies are in very different places, and so central banks are too. China is well into its recovery, but its growth is stalling now, so its central bank is putting the foot on the gas and lowering rates. Europe's recovery is getting going, and its central bank is about to announce changes in how it's managing that economy. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., we are watching for inflation, and the Fed is thinking about when it might have to slow the recovery down, maybe in a couple years. Jay Powell is, in fact, going to testify before Congress in his semi-annual monetary policy review this week. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Chair Powell's going before Congress this week. What does everyone want to know or hear from him?
Well, I think he's going to give a very good report card on the U.S. economy. We are growing very rapidly and recovering quickly. There are challenges associated with that in terms of supply chain bottlenecks and some price pops and some labor supply issues. But I think he's going to strike a very optimistic tone that we're going to work through those in the months ahead and have a very good performance this year.
It is earnings season. Banks are up first, I believe. What are our expectations and how important is it that they be met this earnings season?
Well, expectations are optimistic and, you know, companies tend to manage these things well, so they'll probably beat those optimistic expectations. Fiscal stimulus helps not just people, but the companies at which they spend their money. So earnings should be very strong along with the strong GDP and consumer spending we're seeing. The bigger question is what happens next year once that stimulus fades through the pipeline.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.